In the last episode of Soap, Jessica told Chester she'd like him to move back home while she's in the hospital sick. Bert was elected sheriff, which was sickening news for Sheriff Prentice, who did a very sick thing and said he won't give up his office and won't be taken alive, which means Bert has to take him, and that news made Mary pretty sick. In the custody battle, Carol did a sickening thing by lying on the stand, and the judge made it pretty clear that Malou's tactics make her sick, and both those things make Jody's case look kind of sick, which certainly makes Jody sick. And Jessica's doctor told Chester that Jessica is a sick woman. We don't know exactly how sick, but we do know very sick. Sick? You won't be after this episode of Soap.
This is the story of two sisters, Jessica Tate and Mary Campbell. These are the Tates. And these are the Campbells. And this is Soap.
Brighten your day, can I?
Coffee.
Hey, are you okay?
Oh!
Something's wrong. I know your signs. Loss of emotional control, hysteria. It's subtle, but I can see it. Emma, what's wrong?
I know.
That's Wendy.
Wendy, no.
Yes, Ma, I know, but listen, there's not much we can do. You just have to have faith. Look at this. I came over here all depressed, hoping to get one of your famous pep talks, and I end up giving one to myself. I know it doesn't look good, Ma, but don't cry, huh?
That's not why I'm crying.
Oh, too bad. It was a hell of a speech. What's wrong?
It's Bert.
The election. I'm so wrapped up in the trial, I don't even know what happened. He lost, huh?
He won.
He won? Well, that's great.
Oh, yeah, great. Sheriff Prentice won't give up the office. He's sworn he won't be taken alive.
What a bad loser.
Bert and Danny went to get him out.
What, are they crazy? Are they out of their minds?
Where are you going?
I'm gonna go help them.
What, are you crazy? You out of your mind?
Success!
Oh,
all right, man, come on. It was nothing. I told you there was nothing to worry about, right? Told you. You weren't worried, were you?
Well, I was a little worried. How could you do this to me?
No. All right, what is this? Now stop.
You should have seen him, Jody. He was beautiful.
What is the matter with you?
Mary, what are you doing? All right, why are you hitting?
Why am I hitting? I am hitting because I have a child in here who would like to see you alive, Bert Campbell.
All right, Mary. Now, Mary, please. All right, listen to me. Just listen to me, all right? Now, like it or not, that's my job. I am a sheriff. You happen to be married to a sheriff. Now, whatever I have to do my job, I'll do. And whatever you have to do to keep him going crazy while I do my job, that you got to do. Now, Mary, I know you're scared and frightened, and I don't want to hear any more about that. I used to walk around all day long on a girder. That never bothered you. I used to walk all day underneath girders with guys dropping hot bolts from 40 stories up. That never bothered you. 40 stories, Mary, that goes right to the hot hat, winds up in your shorts.
Are you crazy? Are you out of your mind?
Listen, Bob, don't holler at me. You were the one that blew it.
Oh, I blew it. You blew it.
I didn't blow it.
Yeah, you blew it.
Yeah, they seem to be at a standoff as to who blew it.
Right in the middle of an audition, Bob starts telling the filthiest joke I have ever heard in my life.
This
lady walks into a bar with Ed Sullivan and a duck.
Oh, not now, please.
Please, guys, later, please.
Hey, Bertie, I'm glad to see you're alive.
Thank you.
Oh, Julie, I am so upset.
Don't worry, there'll be other auditions.
Not about that, you dummy. It's not our little... Well, it's not our little...
Bob, come on.
If we lose her, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Wendy!
Come on, Bob. I'll take you upstairs. I'll get you a tranquilizer.
Oh, Wendy!
Poor guy, he's beside himself.
You just talked him out of it?
Who? Oh, Prentice, yeah, Sheriff Prentice. Man, it was incredible. It was unbelievable. I mean, I knew we were gonna be okay, so...
It's true, Ma. It's true. He kept saying over and over, it's fine, we're gonna be fine. And we were. It was like he had this... mystical, magical power or something.
So, I mean, I knew that he wouldn't shoot me, so...
So he walks in, he pours himself a cup of coffee, sits down.
So I said...
I'll never forget what you said to him.
I said...
Sooner or later, you're gonna have to come out of it. Why hurt other people in the process? And that was the end of it.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I thought I told it pretty well.
It's really, really terrific.
Thanks, Bert.
I'm so glad you're back. I'll get you something to eat.
Hey.
Hey, what?
Hey, you. I love you.
I love you, too. Big jerk.
Well, I'm gonna go wash up.
Boy, I love that. I'm gonna go wash up. Day is done, Sheriff Bert got his man, and now he's gonna wash up. I love that.
Danny.
Yeah, Bert.
Shut up.
Okay, Bert.
Ma, I gotta go.
Jody, please don't go. I need to talk to you. It's, the baby.
Ma, I'm doing everything I can do. I can't do any more than that.
Oh, I know, Jody. I'm so proud of you. I'm not talking about your baby. I'm talking about my baby.
What's wrong?
It may not be Bert's.
Ma, I can't...
Jody, I didn't do anything, I swear. It was his double. I slept with his double. I didn't know it was his double. I thought it was him.
But they looked exactly alike, right?
That's mainly why I didn't know.
When the baby is born and it looks like it came from both of you, what's the difference? What's the problem?
Because if it's an alien... If it's an alien baby, there is a great possibility he'll be silver and very short.
Bert's actually fairly tall.
Well, I'm having a baby. I suppose I should count my blessings.
Sure, Ma. I mean, it's not like the alien father is gonna want the baby for weekends. You know what a schlep that would be?
Oh, my God. Why, Jessica?
Dutch, would you please relax? Mom will be fine, really.
Well, I'm eating, Corinne, but I ain't enjoying it. It's no reflection on you, Sandy. This stuff is aces.
What a relief.
Oh, my God. Hey, pal, if you ain't gonna finish that, you can pass it down here, okay?
Would you care for a shovel?
I'm home, kids. Daddy's home. Dutch?
What are we gonna do, Big Guy? What are we gonna do?
What's the matter with him?
He's upset about Mother.
And I'm not, is that it?
Nobody said you weren't upset.
Saunders, I'll have my dinner, please.
I'm awfully sorry, but dinner is over.
Saunders, I just got here.
Yes, I see, but you were tardy.
I'm hungry.
And more of an incentive to be on time.
Can't you whip up something, for God's sake?
Whip up? This isn't a chuck wagon. I prepare, I create. I'm proud of what I serve, but never, ever, under any condition, do I whip up.
I live here.
Only temporarily.
I am your employer, Saunders.
Actually, Mrs. Tate is my employer. Under her specifications, I'm to serve only family and guests. You are neither.
Could I have a little tiny taste of that if it's not too much trouble?
Welcome home, Colonel.
Major.
Sit. We thought you were dead.
Your hope springs eternal.
When did you escape from your foxhole?
When the fox threw him out.
All right, that's enough. I have made mistakes that I will have to live with the rest of my life, but no one on this earth loves your mother more than I do.
Oh, my God, I can't stand it.
Let's put an end to all this squabbling. It's petty and pointless. And let's not forget, your mother is in the hospital, and we have to remain strong for her.
No, no, I don't think I can do that.
Dutch! We've all made mistakes in our lives, every one of us. But we've gotten through them. We're a family, for God's sake. Let's try to act like one.
You're right, Daddy. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too, Dad.
May I say something?
Go ahead, Gramps.
I think I'm sitting on a squirrel.
All right, this time I'm really gonna do it.
Leslie!
Oh, don't you Leslie me. When I put these two wires together, I'm going up. We're all going up. We're all gonna be blown sky high.
Leslie, no!
Oh, stay away from me. Everybody say your prayers. Goodbye. W-G-G-B.
Wait.
Don't worry, Daddy. He'll be okay.
Did you see that? Did he ask to be excused? Is that the way a person leaves the table?
I don't know what's got into young people these days.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Any Cub Scout could see it's not these wires. It's these wires.
Major, don't.
Is it autumn already?
This is me when I got out of reform school.
Did you have a beard?
No, I was biting the top of the other guy's head, see? This is me in the Navy. This is me in the Naval Stockade.
You've had some life, Dutch.
Yeah. I must be the luckiest guy in the world. First, Eunice takes me in and makes me a part of the family, and then she dumps me. And then you take me in. I love you, Corinne.
I love you, Dutch. Who is it?
It's Eunice! You... Hiya. Oh, Corinne, I'm back. I'm back.
Yes, you are. You're back.
Oh, I heard about Mother and I came as fast as I could. Are you happy to see me?
Happy is not the word.
Oh, Corinne, where's Dutch?
Oh, he'll turn up eventually.
What's that?
What's what?
The lump.
What lump?
that lump there, this lump.
Oh, you mean this lump?
What is it?
Rolf.
Who?
I have a dog, Rolf. Speak, Rolf.
Rolf! Rolf!
Touch!
Rolf!
Eunice, what are you doing here?
Well, I suppose I don't have to ask what you're doing here.
Eunice, it's not how it looks.
What? My boyfriend is in bed with my sister. He's going woof woof under the sheets, and it's not how it looks. What is he doing under there, hiding a bone?
No, you see.
Now, Dutch. Listen, Eunice, you have a lot of nerve coming in here being appalled.
I have a lot of nerve. My sister steals away my boyfriend.
Steals away? You ran out on him.
Well, are you calling me a hussy? You're calling me a hussy, aren't you, Corinne? Go ahead and say it. My own sister, Corinne, calls me a hussy. Go on, say it.
Excuse me.
Later, darling. Okay, you want to get ugly? Let's get ugly.
Excuse me.
You are ugly.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up! Eunice, what the hell are you doing here?
Dutch, I ran away because I was so frightened. I loved you so much, it frightened me. And the more I loved you, the more frightened I got. And so, in order not to be frightened, I had to stop loving you, and so I ran away and... Oh, Dutch, now I'm so frightened. I'm so frightened of losing you.
Stable girl.
Please, take me back.
I can't.
Oh, what? What did she tell you? You were great or something? Or that the earth moved? What?
Eunice!
You know, she fakes it, Dutch. She has always faked it.
I never faked it in my life.
Come on, Corinne. You told me the story about the president of the audiovisual department.
Eunice, would you mind getting out of my room, please?
I leave you alone with him? No way. How's he going to make an unbiased decision sleeping here with you?
Well, he's certainly not sleeping with you.
Well, so I'll sleep here, too.
With both of us, forget it.
Well, if I got him, I got
him. No, you sleep here, and Corinne, you'll sleep with me in my room.
Is that okay with you, Dutch?
No. But I guess there ain't no other solution, huh?
We'll see you in the morning.
Okay.
Good night, Dutch.
Good night, Eunice. Good night, Corinne.
I'll sneak in later.
Be a beautiful day out today.
Oh, what I don't understand is why everyone has to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I mean, you'd think we had somewhere to go.
We serve breakfast at 6.
I don't eat breakfast. I haven't eaten breakfast since I got here.
Well, we also give out the medicine at 6.
I'm not on medication.
The doctors want you up at 6.
Why? They don't get here till 10. At 6 o'clock, the doctors are home sleeping. I'm gonna go back to sleep now. Put in a wake-up call for me, please, at 11 o'clock.
Hi.
Hi.
Would you excuse us, please?
What are you doing here?
I work here.
You should be home sleeping.
That's what I told the kidney stone that came in a few hours ago.
So that's how you refer to us, huh? The kidney stone, the gallbladder, the spleen. What am I?
The gorgeous redhead. How do you feel?
Tired. They don't let me sleep here. How do you feel?
Tired. They don't let me sleep either.
You know, this is going to seem pretty silly to you, but I thought I was your only patient. It's because you make me feel that way.
Well, you're very special.
You got something on your mind?
Yes, I do.
Wait a minute. Don't say anything. Just give me a few more seconds of immortality. I think you were about to tell me I'm going to die.
It's a new strain of virus, and we just don't know how to combat it yet.
How fast can you learn?
Not fast enough.
I feel like I'm in a movie, and any minute they're going to start playing the music.
You're being very calm.
Don't worry. When I'm alone, I'll fall apart.
You know, you can fall apart now.
Oh, no, I couldn't. My mascara would run. I look like a raccoon. How much time do I have?
Not much.
Till lunch?
You have a maximum of a few weeks, or as little as a few days.
Not enough time. You see, there's so much that I have to do. There are people that I have to apologize to and friends to say goodbye to. I haven't seen Kramer versus Kramer yet. It's not fair.
I know.
I mean, I finally replaced Benson and now I'm gonna die.
So sorry, Jessica. So terribly, terribly sorry.
Oh, it's not your fault.
This is never easy, but this time it's especially hard. Someone with your kindness and grace should be allowed to stay forever.
Well, a while longer would have been nice. Listen, you'd better go now. You've got sick people to take care of. Ones you can help.
I'll come back later.
Well, I'll be here. Not going to get rid of me yet.
I'll see you later. You're a brave lady.
Will Leslie ever learn to kill herself? Will she kill herself trying? Now that Eunice is back, what will Dutch do? What will Corinne do? What will Eunice do? Will they do it together? Now that Chester is home, will the family stick together? Will Saunders stick around? What will Jessica do now that she knows she's dying? Does she have a lot of choices? These questions and many others will be answered on the next episode of Soap.
Soap is videotaped before a studio audience.